Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number if you want to be a part of the program. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you'd like to join us, and we certainly hope you do. 214 days until the single most pivotal, important tipping point, inflection point for the country election is coming up. But no pressure at all whatsoever. A lot going on today. On the economy, I see that the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, get this, is actually crediting immigration, meaning illegal immigration. Significantly more people are working in the country with helping the economy grow despite economists forecasting a recession. Those remarks came as the number of foreign-born workers now has outpaced the number of native-born employees since the start of the pandemic. Now, the CBO director recently told lawmakers that, quote, while immigration would add to our economy, new immigrants tend to go into industries that have relatively low productivity that will lower the level of productivity for the country as a whole and lead to lower wages. Don't blame the messenger. That's the CBO director. And by the way, they are expecting massive job losses coming soon. I got to give a shout out to our old buddy, Gavin. Gavin doesn't seem to like me anymore. I don't know. Those days are gone. But Gavin Newsom, of course, now he put into place and is forcing places like In-N-Out Burger and McDonald's and Wendy's fast food franchises to pay their workers $20 an hour. Well, it was discovered today by Fox News Channel's Matt Finn. Was it him? I'm not sure. I apologize. But anyway, his luxury restaurants pay their workers less. I guess because they assume they'll be tipped. I don't know if Gavin's a good tipper or not. That'd be interesting to find out. Looking at Joe Biden today, apparently the markings of his CPAP machine appeared visible during a healthcare event that began an hour late. I kind of interpret that as Joe Biden was sleeping in the moments leading up to that 1 hour late appearance. I mean, a CPAP machine is if you have sleep apnea. I know a couple of people that have had it. I'd rather do anything else than wear that contraption to bed every night. Anyway, and Biden, by the way, an announcement. He is considering not calling terrorists terrorists if they stop shooting rockets at ships. Oh, okay. Even though they're terrorists. It's like he apologizes. I should never have said, I regret for saying illegal immigrant. The person that killed is alleged to have killed Lake and Riley. But he never apologized to the Riley family for the fact that he butchered her name and said Lincoln Riley. Shows where his priorities are. Not that we're going to spend a lot of time on this today. Most gender-confused children, a landmark 15-year study, is concluded that they are confused and grow out of it. UCLA medical students forced to endure bizarre structural racism, et cetera, et cetera. Another story that we'll hit in the course of the program today. But anyway, we got a lot of ground to cover. A lot of people, Linda, did not like the fact, and I'm sorry, did not like, they didn't know about RFK Jr.'s positions until I laid them out yesterday on this program. You know how many people commented to me? I was thinking about him maybe until I heard his positions over the years that you laid out in great detail. I'm like, it's all there in black and white. I don't even dislike Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I don't think he's a mean guy. I think he's got a good heart. His heart's in the right place. But he's not a conservative. He's a radical environmentalist, a part of the climate alarmist religious cult. I mean, he believes in affirmative action. He, you know, on the issue of crime, you know, he wants rehabilitation programs for drug users. He once praised Louis Farrakhan. He wants the minimum wage of $15. He wants to expand free child care. He wants tax-free 3% government-backed mortgage bonds. Yeah, like we can afford that. A guy that supported Al Gore, even did an ad for him in 2000. A guy that supported Kerry in 2004. A guy that supported Hillary Clinton throughout all of her time running for office, and has been a longtime Democratic donor, supported Obama twice, has repeatedly praised Bernie Sanders. And you're like, Hannity, I thought he was kind of, you know, a reasonable Democrat. All right. Most people, it comes down to one issue, why any conservative might like, maybe two, might like Robert Kennedy Jr. And that is that his position on COVID and the mandates and the shutdowns and everything associated with it, he was on the right side of that issue. I tip my hat to him. Immunizations, very controversial. I mean, I can't believe we have a report about a massive TB breakout. Did you see that in Chicago? I believe it was Chicago. I'll get to that later in the program today. Anyway, so once people that were thinking about it heard me yesterday, they're like, wow. Anyway, well, we're going to do further vetting, and I don't want to announce it right now, but we'll vet it, and then we'll give him an opportunity to come on and explain it. And why is his, you know, what qualifies Nicole Shanahan to be his VP? And why is she so against in vitro fertilization? There is a court challenge now to a Biden get out the vote executive order. It's now been challenged and will soon make its way to the Supreme Court. What many experts are calling the most important legal issue heading into the November elections. This comes out of a group of Pennsylvania lawmakers that have sued Biden and several federal agencies over Executive Order 14019 on, quote, promoting access to voting, which the president issued in March of 21. And the 27 GOP lawmakers in Pennsylvania and members of the State Freedom Caucus argued that the order is essentially a get-out-the-vote effort only targeting key demographics that benefit the president's political party and would help his own reelection. And they are arguing that it's unconstitutional, with Congress having never enacted a law that grants such an action from the Oval Office. Yeah, you know, we do have co-equal branches of government, or we once did. We also once had a Justice Department that wasn't weaponized and politicized, but it is what it is. They are now in the Biden administration, soon about to finalize efforts to targeting menthol cigarettes. Now, I'm not advising anybody to smoke cigarettes. I do use Juul. I actually found this nicotine-free vape that is mint that is called Breeze, and I like it. It's got no nicotine in it. And I've been weaning myself off of the very low-dose nicotine of Juul, but I like Juul the best. However, I'm trying to make the transition. I know I shouldn't. I'm a health nut, except for that area. You're right. And I'm a total hypocrite. But I've got caught on TV so often. I can't lie about it. Not that I would lie about it anyway. It's out there. You can look at the videos. They're pretty entertaining. But anyways, now they want to ban menthol cigarettes. Nobody should smoke cigarettes, in my view. Dumb. Is it not a good idea? However, if you want to smoke them, smoke them. Long as you're going to be responsible for your health care. That's a little caveat that nobody ever seems to bring up. You know, why are you laughing? I can see it through the microphone all the way into Pennsylvania.
Listen, you're a grown man. And my opinion is that grown people have the right to, you know, do things that are available to them on the market. So if you want to vape and you want to find minty freshness that's not nicotine containing anymore, or like whatever you want to do. I mean, life is short. And
Thank you.
Want to vape, go ahead and vape, you know?
That's why I've never supported a boycott, a firing, or a canceling in my career, because I believe in freedom. I can't make anybody listen to this show. By the way, if I could, I would. Kidding. I can't make you watch the TV show. I have to put on a good show on radio and TV to make that happen so that you want to listen. Study Wall Street Journal, how far $100 goes at the grocery store after Biden inflation. I mean, the numbers are pretty staggering, and they analyzed Nielsen IQ data reflecting a selection of commonly purchased items at a total of $100 from 2019 till today. There is a $37 increase, and the same grocery list is 36.5% more. And if you're talking about eggs and sport drinks, I happen to like sport drinks, some of them, it's climbed more than 40%. Shoppers would have to remove almost $37 of items to spend the same amount. Grocery prices up again in February from a year earlier. Labor Department shows they were up 10.2% in February of 2023, and they're up even more the next year. I mean, it doesn't end for people. Everything from cooking oil to beef to fruit snacks, mayonnaise, applesauce, as Linda would probably call it. Inflation-weary consumers now have had to push back, but Biden wants to blame greedy corporations. No, they're trying to stay in business, and their job is to make a profit. Shrinkflation, no. Greed, no. Biden's economic policies, yes. That's why 60% of Americans now find themselves living paycheck to paycheck. There's such a high percentage of Americans that if they get hit with a $1,000 bill that they weren't expecting, they can't pay it. That's how bad it is. I've lived there. It sucks. It's not fun. After years of targeting fossil fuels, now climate activists aim their lawfare at the agricultural industry. You know, every time the government, like California, suing oil companies and energy companies, and Biden's going to follow suit, who do you think pays for that? You do. Because these companies have to hire these big, expensive law firms and pay them a fortune so that they can stay in business. And guess what? That means the cost of the product, the good, the service, that goes up for you. That's not good. And all this money that they've forced car companies into, you know, building out electric vehicles, Americans don't want them. Now, I'll say that if Americans did want electric vehicles, I'd love to see Tesla succeed. I don't know Elon Musk. I don't own his stock, but because that would create high-paying career jobs in the auto industry. And that would be a good thing for America. But I believe if you want the choice of an electric vehicle, go for it. Stop forcing truckers now. They're pushing hard that 18-wheelers now become all electric also. They have no clue about the trucking business. A buddy of mine heard me talking about this yesterday in the trucking business. He calls me after the show. He says, you don't know how right you are. I said, I know people in the trucking business. And for example, after a truck has 400,000 miles on it, I know that sounds like a lot, but they're over the road. They keep them running, man. And they're running day and night as much as they can. The more they run, the more money they're making. Anyway, so they got to keep them on the road. And then when it's time, they bring them in. They strip them down. They take out the engines. They change the tires. They do any repairs that need to be done to the chassis. They will put a new engine in, new tires on, new brakes on. Basically, you're getting a new truck, but it costs way less than half of what a real new truck would cost, but they got a new truck on the road. Now you're going to tell them to buy a more expensive electric vehicle. And by the way, what size is that battery going to be? How much pillaging of Mother Earth will take place there? Washington Times today, I'll get into more detail on this later, is pointing out that ICE had 6.2 million people on its non-detained docket at the end of fiscal year 2023, and at least 600,000 have criminal records, according to the House Judiciary Committee. And you think it's hyperbole when I say that I pray that I'm wrong, but it's not if, it's when this country's going to get attacked? We'll talk to Mike Waltz about this very issue later in the program. All right, first, let me remind you about the sale that's going on right now at Blinds.com, because if you go to their site right now, you can save up to 45% off. Now, winter is now officially leaving the building. Not quite yet, but it's getting out. Spring forward, you can do it by freshening up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they simply invented a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters, my favorite motorized options for your patio. 100%, it's all online. You don't deal with overpriced showrooms or pushy commission salespeople in your home. You can do the measuring installation yourself or let the pros at Blinds.com handle it for you. And you can have multiple window coverings installed, whether it's one or 100. You pay one low cost. That simple. And you also get free professional design experts to help you with your selection, free samples delivered to your house. And you get transparent pricing on their website, no hidden fees, no hassle, and no trips to the store. They have free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to Blinds.com right now. Save up to 45% off. 45% off, up to that, for a limited time at Blinds.com.